Sadie, January 2019. Sadie shoves the front door repeatedly to dislodge the pile of junk mail and newspapers wedged behind it. The narrow hallway feels even colder than the street outside, and there's a damp patch on the carpet where the doormat used to lie. Her mother always kept the thermostat turned up high in the winter. Sadie used to peel off layers and complain it was like an oven in here, and her mother would grumble it was what her cold bones needed. But the central heating hasn't been on for weeks now, and the air has acquired a musty, abandoned smell that makes Sadie miss her mother more than ever. She scoops up the post and adds it to the considerable amount already collected in a cardboard box in the corner. With a bit of luck, this will be the last trip she needs to make here. The whole process has taken longer than she'd expected. Most of her mother's possessions have been cleared out, and only one more vanload of furniture remains to be picked up by the charity shop. The new tenants are due to move in next week, a young couple with a baby, apparently. Sadie hopes the landlord will warm the house up for them before they arrive, and more pressingly, she hopes he'll return her mother's deposit promptly once she's handed the keys back. Sadie has lost two part-time jobs in the last 12 months, and the income from her acting is erratic. She desperately needs that deposit money. If her mother was still here, she'd be snatching up the local newspapers as they fell through the letterbox, circling job adverts for Sadie with her black marker pen, pressing them into Sadie's hands as soon as she stepped through the front door. Sadie sighs and wanders through to the living room, where an old sideboard and two faded armchairs are the only pieces of furniture left. A half-empty bag of her mother's favourite toffees still sits on the mantelpiece, and she scoops it up and stuffs it into her coat pocket before checking around the room for anything else she might have missed. Her gaze is drawn back to the sideboard. It's scratched in places, but it's solid wood, an object so familiar from her childhood she's never properly examined it before. She runs her gloved fingers over it, searching for other damage, and her heart thuds guiltily. Her mother was adamant that all her furniture should go to a particular homeless charity. But what might this fetch on eBay? Enough to cover the shortfall in her rent next month? Her phone buzzes under the toffees in her pocket, and she snatches her hand from the sideboard as if she's been scorched. Her agent's name glows on the screen, and she jabs to accept the call. "Wendy, what did they say?" Sadie presses the phone to her ear. "Have I got it? Did they like me?" She knows it's a no from the delicate sigh at the other end.
"Sadie, I'm so sorry. They loved you, but they want someone with a bit more..."
Disappointment churns in Sadie's stomach. Will she really have to tell the charity collectors they can't take the sideboard after all? And what about next month? Will she have to give in and sell her one piece of good jewellery? The charm bracelet her mum gave her on her 16th birthday.
"Someone with a bit more what?" she says dully.
"A bit more gravity," they said. "But listen, gravity!"
Sadie spits out the word.
"For a mermaid in a toy commercial. A toy's a serious business."
Wendy's voice is surprisingly upbeat.
"But listen, I've got much better news. A fabulous job offer for you. It's a murder mystery company, just starting up, and they want to act out a trial run of the game so they can take photos for their website. Glamorous costumes, a posh dinner party, that sort of thing. It's out in a big old mansion in the Fens. Gorgeous looking place, full of dark history."
Sadie straightens, the mermaid commercial already forgotten.
"Sounds interesting. When's the audition?"
"That's the best bit, Sadie. There's no audition. The job's yours if you want it, and the money is excellent."
Sadie's eyes widen, but her attention is caught by movement outside the window. The van from the homeless charity has arrived, and it's blocking the road, its hazard lights flashing while the driver looks for somewhere to park. Directly opposite the house, a dark-coloured Audi eases away from the curb, and Sadie peers into it. She's seen it parked around here several times recently, but the driver shields her face with her hand.